Since the discovery of the La Brea Pits, paleontologists have removed and catalogued over 1 million bones, representing over 230 different species of animals. The majority of these bones belonged to herbivores, but among them were the bones of the bear.
The discovery of the short-faced bear skeleton in the La Brea Tar Pits is pretty important because it's one more piece of evidence to show how far these bears roamed. And wherever they went, they took up the role as top predator.
We now know that Arctodus had two lethal adaptations. First and foremost were its massive paws, embedded with huge claws.
The most powerful weapon in any bear's arsenal is his front paws. They have very powerful upper body strength. They have huge claws. If they swing those upper paws, they're going to do a lot of damage anything they hit.
Its paws were the diameter of a football, and its claws were 16 centimeters long. One swipe could take the head off a grown man.
Looking at the claws of this bear, they're designed for slashing meat. Very deep injuries, too. When he would grab an opponent or potential prey, he could use those claws to inflict some pretty dangerous stuff. You could cut between the ribs of an animal and literally reach some of the internal organs. Their fingernail was longer than a human's finger. These guys are enormous, and they're powerful, and they're designed for grabbing you and ripping you open.
This bear's second tool was its bone-crushing teeth. They were even more powerful than that of its modern-day relative, the grizzly bear.
Grizzly bears have a bite force of over 1,200 pounds per square inch. But the more powerful jaws of the short-faced bear gives it a bite force of over 2,000 pounds per square inch. It had four big canine teeth up front and several smaller meat-slicing teeth in the back. This tooth configuration made this bear one of the most formidable predators on Earth, and once it clamped down with those jaws and teeth, no prey or rival stood much of a chance against it.